Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. We bless God for everyone. This afternoon, we praise God. This is our 21st day. Today is Wednesday. I'm sorry. And we bless the name of Jesus. We welcome each and every one of you this afternoon in Jesus' holy name. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we bless you and we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify your name. Only you brought us this far. We could have never done it on our own. So we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. We bless your name. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We magnify your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We give him all honor and glory. Now, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our midst. Take preeminence in this service in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way, Spirit of the living God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We surrender to you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, thank you. Father, we come to the throne of grace this afternoon, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy, oh God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission, oh God. Be merciful unto us, oh God. We have sinned, and we have fallen short of your glory. So, Father, we cry out to you for mercy in the name of Jesus. Mercy for ourselves, mercy for our children, mercy for our grandchildren, mercy for our spouses, mercy for all those that are connected to us. Your mercy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your mercy, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Father, I ask you to touch our hearts, touch our minds, our bodies. Oh, God, heal us, Almighty God. Set us free, Almighty God. Set us free. Deliver us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Today is the 21st. I just want to give you a little bit meaning of the number 21. The number 21. It's wickedness, rebellion, sin. And then 21 sometimes represents a new beginning at another level. But in the when we look at it again, there's several stuff that we see. If you look at 21, sometimes when you're looking at the numbers in the Bible, And you look at 21, you can do 2 plus 1, which is 3. And 2 plus 1, 3, 3 represents the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, on the 21st day of the month of Nisan, you know, when the children of Israel was leaving Egypt, that was the day the last judgment was carried out against the Egyptians. Remember, where all Pharaoh, when Pharaoh army drowned in the Red Sea. It happened on the 21st day of the month of Nisan, which is the Hebraic month, and the month of Nisan is like April, March, April. Okay, that's the Hebraic calendar. So they have it recorded in the Bible that this was the day that the army, Pharaoh's army, drowned in the Red Sea. So as you can know, one of the prayer points you can pray is, you know, the enemy, you know, you see now, but the God said, you will see them no more. And I could go on and on. You remember, if you all can recall, when the Pharaoh's army went in the Red Sea, following behind the Egyptians. I mean, the Egyptians followed behind the children of Israel. And there was darkness on the side of the Egyptians, and there was light in front of the children of Israel as they walked through the Red Sea. So, you know, when you look at that, you see a supernatural, something supernaturally, the Red Sea was divided. It was supernatural when Moses struck his rod. I didn't want to go through this today, but it seemed like God taking me there for some reason. When Moses struck his rod, and then the Red Sea, and not struck his rod, lift up his rod, and the Red Sea was open. Moses cried out to God. I'm going to go there because God wants me to go there. I didn't want to go there, but I got to follow the Holy Spirit. So we're going to look at Exodus, because I want you to do some of these prayer points. Be praying for the children. Amen. And I just want, I will pray these prayers quickly, and I won't let you stay long, but I just want, you know, us to go back to that part. It's Exodus 14. Okay. If you want to write the scripture down, you can write it down. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they turn and they camp before Pihahiroth, between Migdal and the sea over Baal-Zephon. Before it shall you encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness have shut them in. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he will follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh, and upon them may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Hallelujah. So think about it. Sometimes God will harden the heart of your enemies. And not that he's left you. No, he has not left you. Amen. He has not left you. And they keep coming, and you're praying, and they keep coming. But God himself will harden those enemies' heart. And they will pursue. But why? Because what God said, I will be honored. Your enemies will honor God. Your enemies will
honor God and will know that the God you serve is the true and living God, is the creator, is the CEO of the universe, is the, I don't know about you, but I feel the anointing, is the Alpha and Omega, is he's the Rose of Sharon, the God you serve. That's why I tell you every time, have faith and trust God. Because God will allow them to pursue you, to show them who he is, to show them who your father, God is your father. The Lord of the armies, not only the CEO, but he is your father. What do I mean? You have a relationship with him. When you can't sleep in the night, who do you call on? You call on his name. Oh, God, please help me. When issues happen in your life, you call. You have a relationship. That's why you can talk to him in the middle of the night when you take your shower, when you're cooking your food, when you get your children getting issues, your grandchildren getting issues, when you try, you can talk to him. You don't have to formally do a formal thing like getting on your knees. We get on our knees and pray, but you don't have to do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can just talk to him and he will answer. God, he's your father. Just how you know how you talk to your earthly father? This is the kind of relationship God wants. Why you talk to your earthly father when your father was alive, you know, if you had a relationship with your father and you grew up in the house of your father, even if you didn't grow up and you had a relationship with your father, you talk to him naturally. You didn't have to use all kinds of words. In fact, your parents are thinking you're crazy. If you come to your dad and you act like you use it theological, oh, dad, you don't even call him dad. You call him father. You be making these speeches to your dad to just to ask for $5 or $10 or your lunch money. Your dad will start laughing. What has come on my daughter? She used it on my son, all those words. But when you go to your dad, you say, Dad, can you please give me so-and-so, whatever you need? You have a relationship with your father. You can talk to him. If somebody bothering you, you can tell your father you have a relationship. I want you all to remember that's who God is. Take him to be. Let him be your father if you just look at him as God, 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 the army, and this and that. No. Not only the greatest thing God wants us to do is to have an intimate, personal relationship with him. Intimate, personal relationship with him. And you can say, Dad, but I need this. Oh, Lord. Do you know sometimes I don't even have to, just in my heart, something came up the other, and it just in my heart, I said something, and it just in my heart, and God just, I think it was last night, and he answered me. So, oh my God, the answer came quick. And then my daughter had something go on, and I just sat on my bed, and I said, oh God, please. Please help Crystal. Please help her. Have mercy upon my daughter, Lord. Have mercy. Whatever it is, forgive her. Have mercy, Lord. Pray that you will just release your grace. I pray that you release your grace and grant her this favor. Not because of me, because I'm a filthy rag in front of you, but because of your name, God, because of your name, sick. The next day, bump, the answer came. What I'm saying to you, that's the relationship you need to have with God. God allowed Pharaoh, God hardened Pharaoh's heart
so they could come after the children of Israel. Some of them not coming after because God hardened their hearts. Ran after, they pursued, took his best. You see what God did? God allowed Pharaoh to pick his best chariots, the best captain, everyone, and they went after the children of Israel. The people started complaining to Moses. You know, that's how we complain. Oh, God, how you will let this happen? That's, I mean, we do it. I do it. We all do it. And then God said to Moses, what do you have? You can look at it in the Bible in Exodus 14. And Moses said, unto the fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see them no more. The enemies that you see today, you will see them no more. Enemies after you, enemies after your children, and enemies after your finances, enemies after your marriage, enemies, you know, after you, you will see them no more. You know what God said to Moses? And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore thou criest unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, then they go forth. Okay, so God said, why are you crying to me? What do you have in your hand? What do you have in your hand? You see, where God always wants us to have, what do you have to work with? I've already given it to you. What do you have to work with? And you complain, oh, I had this thing and this thing happened. What do you have? God has already given you something. What do you have in your hand? And then Moses lift up his rod and stretched out his hand over the sea. And then it was divided. Then God said, no, I divided. See, they will come after you. And they kept coming and kept coming. And we know the end of that story. 3 a.m. in the morning, God looked through the cloud. And when they knew God was looking, God just looked at the tires of the chariots, and then everybody knows that story. Point number one, God sometimes hardens the hearts of our enemies so he can have all glory and honor. And what does that do for you? You begin to trust him more. Sometimes people say he doesn't come when you want him, but he comes right on time. He will never let the enemy take over. And God is for you. He's for you. He's not wishy-washy. He always got a strategy. Always got, he let the enemy think that you look at Jesus on the cross. Satan told he had won. He thought he had won by killing Jesus on the, cross. He thought he had won. But when Jesus went into hell and snatched the keys of life and death from him and all that, and those people were released from hell, God always you have victory. Rest assured. Yes, sometimes you get nervous. But all things work together for good for those who love the Lord according to his purpose. What am I saying to you? Trust him. Trust God. Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. He will never let you down. He's your father. Speak to him in your car. Speak to him as a friend. Speak to him. He's the best kind of friend. Speak to him. What's on your mind? speak to him, talk to him. He's your father. He loves you. And then what has he given you? What do you have in your hand? So what do you have in your hand? Think about it. Do you have the sword of the spear? What is the sword of the spear? It's the word of God. The word of God is the sword of the spear. The word of God, hallelujah, is Jesus himself. The word of God. That's why it says, study to show yourself approved. You use the scriptures in it and use the scriptures to pray. And I will be teaching on how to pray with these scriptures. And use that sword. That's your rod. The enemy is afraid of the word of God. What else? Use the word. What, you apply the blood. The enemy is afraid of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And God has given you grace to overcome sin. So you sanctify in his word, and his word is the truth. Hallelujah. What do you have in your hand? Have a relationship. Trust him. So, Father, this afternoon, first of all, we thank you for answering prayers. And, Lord, I pray for each and every one this afternoon. Lord, you know what each and every one going through with their children, with their families, or whatever they're going through, or questions they have. I ask you to answer those questions. I ask you to intervene on behalf of your sons and your daughters. In the name of Jesus. Lord, because of your namesake, oh God, Father God, glorify yourself. Glorify yourself, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for the victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you for victory for each and every one here and their children and families. Thank you for the healing, the deliverance, the restoration. Thank you for the open doors. Thank you, for, Lord. We bless your name. And so, Lord, we ask you to continue to protect the children, bless them, put a shield of protection around them. Be with them wherever they go. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let your holy angels be with their children 24/7. Separate our children from ungodly friendship and ungodly relationship in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless their going in and their coming out, oh God. Show them the steps with their hands, our hands, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. Hallelujah, we bless your name. And so, Father, we thank you for daily loading us with benefits. Father, as we take this communion, oh God, we will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We are walking in victory because we have victory in Christ Jesus. We have confidence in the victory that we have in Christ Jesus. We thank you. Breathe over the Holy Communion. Take it from the natural to the supernatural, oh God. Those that need healing, heal. In the name of Jesus, whatever your children need, Lord, give it unto them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, your children will not walk with their head down. They will walk with their head up. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will have covenants and trust in you. We thank you for victory. We thank you for healing and deliverance and restoration. We thank you for breakthroughs. We thank you for the subtlest in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for blessing that you have blessed the bread and the juice and water. Thank you for turning it from the natural to the supernatural. Thank you for stirring up our gifts and talents in us. Thank you for somebody. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. I pray for Pastor Young as she goes to her interview. I Thank you, Lord, in advance. Thank you for the breakthrough. Thank you for victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread that represents the body of Christ. Hallelujah. After the same manner, he also took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water, juice, whatever you have that represents the blood of Jesus. Go ahead and take it in Jesus' name. Often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. This cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, and we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. Any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together unto condemnation. And the rest shall I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. We claim all the mysteries that's in the Holy Communion. We claim the secrets, and we claim the covenant blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. I pray over your food. Bless your food that you're about to eat and your water. Cover it with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And may the Lord bless the rest of your day. Be encouraged. God got you. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.